Hi, my name is Alexa. I'm 23 years old. Today's date is June 10th, 2018, and I'm speaking with my mother, Melissa Samuelson. We're recording this interview in Brookhaven, New York. Okay, so tell me a favorite memory of me.
My favorite memory of you was when you went on the stage in a beauty pageant, and the judge had asked you what your favorite food was, and you looked at him and you said, "I like pumpernickel bread," and the whole audience could not stop laughing, and you were smiling from ear to ear. You were about 2 years old, and you thought it was the funniest thing because you used to watch that on Barney all the time. So you always knew how to make us laugh.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
I have a lot of positive memories, especially in school. I was always asked to help people learn the subject matter that they were weak in. So for example, in math, my teacher always held me in the highest regard and asked me to tutor a young kid in the class, same age as myself, in math, and he was not a very popular boy, and I was one of the most popular girls, so it was difficult for me to accept this challenge because I felt as if people were going to look at me in a negative light because I was hanging out with this kid. However, I decided that I didn't really care what anybody thought about me at that moment and wanted to help this person, and the teacher was so impressed and basically thanked me tremendously, and it really gave me a great sense of who I was, and that helped me understand that I always needed to do the right thing. I couldn't do something because of what other people thought about me. I needed to do it because it was the right thing, and it helped this person, and it helped me understand that it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about me. It matters what I think about myself.
Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
I don't know. That's a hard one to answer. Negative events?
Memories.
Okay. In eighth grade, I told the coach in track that I wanted to run the half mile. So I started off strong, first one. I was going great. And then all of a sudden, I couldn't breathe and I just wanted to quit. And I stopped running. And I looked at everybody and I didn't run. I walked the rest of the way. So after that, I felt like such a failure that after that moment, I realized that's not going to happen. No matter what, I was always going to push myself to finish. Even I did finish, but I walked it when I should have kept running, even if I slowed down the pace. But after that, I realized that no matter what I do, you start it, you don't quit. You always complete it.
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have particularly been kind to you in your life? And if they were here right now, what would you say to them?
Kind to me?
Yeah.
Most people are kind to me. I think that the principal at my school was very kind to me, who gave me an opportunity to work there when I probably didn't deserve the job at the time. I don't know if I was really qualified, but because he recognized that I was a hard worker, he was very kind to me and always went out of his way to help me and sometimes overlooked things that I might not have known, but gave me guidance and helped me become the teacher that I am today.
But what would you say to him if he was here?
I would tell him thank you. And thank you for believing in me, because that really helped.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
I would tell my teenage self that you need to study more. You need to make sure that you wake up in the morning and not be late for school.
You were late too?
That's what I would tell my teenage self. Get up out of bed and go to bed early. That's what I would tell myself.
All right, so tell me about a teacher or other adults that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
All right, Mr. Naso was my favorite teacher, my sixth grade teacher. First day of school, he said to us, or said to me, "You're my second favorite student." And I was all excited, yes. And I wanted to know who the first was. And he said, "All the other ones are tied for first." So he always joked around, he always laughed, and he always made you want to listen to what he was saying. And you always wanted to impress him. Because I wanted one day for him to say I was his favorite student. He always worked really hard to impress him. He was funny.
But how did he impact your life?
He made me work hard.
Okay. So can you tell me about one or two people that have been the biggest influence in your life? Or
one or two people that have been the biggest influence in my life?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest influence in my life. I don't know if this will make any sense to you, but you were the biggest influence in my life. Before I got pregnant with you, I had no idea what I was doing. I just went through the motions in school. I did what I had to do, but never applied myself to 100%. And then when I had you, I realized, wow, I got to take care of this child. I have to make her life good. It's not about me anymore. Now it's all about you. So I needed to get my act together. I needed to figure out what I wanted to do. I had to graduate from college. I needed to make sure that I was capable of raising you to the best of my ability. And I wanted you to have the best life. So I worked hard and I continued to work hard. And I got my master's degree and then I kept going until I felt successful in my career and that I could provide for you and your brothers and sisters.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Stony Brook.
And what did you major in?
Initially, I majored in chemistry and then decided that, wow, this is really hard. So
that's what I did.
I stopped chemistry and went to psych. And so I continued my education in psychology and graduated with a BA in psych and then said, wow, what am I going to do with this? And then I was pregnant with you, and I said, I have to do something because, well, I actually had you already. I need a career. So I went back to school and got my master's in special education to become a teacher. And then I continued to go to school and got my master's in school administration. And so I don't use that degree right now, but I am able to teach general science and biology because I had enough credits in that to get my certification in science.
Okay. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
No. Difficult moments. I don't know. I don't think I had many difficult moments. Like, things didn't seem difficult. I just went through the motions and everything. I don't know if I had a difficult moment. It might have been a little bit difficult when I had to tell your father I wanted a divorce. That was pretty difficult because I didn't want to hurt him, but in the same sense, I wanted to be happy.
Can you tell me about your grandparents?
I loved my grandparents. My mother's mother and father, my dad's mom and dad, always made us feel loved. And my nanny would always cook for us, and she'd have so much Tupperware in her drawer, she would let us play with it. My grandpa would yell at us if the refrigerator was open for more than 2 seconds. If you were looking for something, you had to close it right away. He was always worried that the cold air was going to come out.
What about your great-grandparents? Do you remember them?
My great-grandmother did not speak English very well, and she was always yelling about something, so we always sat on the couch and didn't move because we were afraid of her. My other grandfather, my great-grandpa, because my other great-grandmother died before we met her, would always call me Melissa because he had a strong Italian accent. So my name is Melissa, but he'd call me Melissa. That's all I remember about Grandpa Capozzi.
Are they from grandpa's or nanny's side?
Grandpa Capozzi was my mom's grandpa, and the other grandparent was my dad's grandma.
Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
As a child, I was so competitive. If I didn't win the game, I would cry. I always had to win. And I always worked so hard to win. Even if I was supposed to win at like a birthday party, I'd win the game and they wouldn't give me the prize because I won already. So I'd get so upset. I always felt like I wanted to win.
That's the only thing you can tell me about your childhood.
That was super competitive. My childhood was really good. Everything was good. I had loving parents. My mom would put cookies and milk on the table when we came home from school. I'd have to be in bed by 8 o'clock, except on Monday night when she let us watch Little House on the Prairie. Everything was very structured. We used to go and ride our bikes. Loved to play outside.
Did they interact with you a lot as a child?
My parents?
Yes.
Not really. They let us do our own thing. If we wanted to play Play-Doh, my mother used to put us outside because she didn't want any Play-Doh in the house. If you wanted to paint, you had to paint outside because there was no paint allowed in the house. She would bundle us up and put us outside in the snow and wouldn't let us come back in. We'd have to play outside for a while.
So of the people that you lost in your life, who do you miss the most? And what do you miss about them?
I miss my nanny.
On which side?
Nanny, grandpa's side. Because she was always doting over me. She loved me. She always tell me how beautiful I was. She'd always like to show me off. I would take her to bingo. We would go shopping together. And she'd always use her coupons. And then she'd try to return things that were like 3 years old. And I'd laugh at her. And she'd like to sit and tell me stories about my father and things that happened in the past.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest moments?
My happiest moment was when you were born.
But you have three other kids.
I know, but you were the first. So I remember waiting for you to be born, and I felt like it was never going to happen. You were 5 days late. Everybody else was either early or on time. So the anticipating the arrival of you was incredible. And when you were born, I gave birth to you. This was my child. I created you. It was the most remarkable feeling in the world to see this little baby cry with a lip going down like this.
Why was my lip going down? Like, they can't see it.
But. Oh, because when you were born, you had nerve damage, but I didn't know that. So when we saw, or a lack of muscle, because we took you to the neurologist, they didn't know. And he said the worst thing that could happen is you wouldn't be a model, but it didn't really impact you. It didn't affect you. You still won all the beauty pageants.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
The most important lesson that I've learned in life is always try your best. If you put your name on it, it better be good. You want to make sure that you always keep a stellar reputation. Because if you do something that's not morally correct, or you do something that's not okay, people don't forget those things. You could do 1,000 wonderful things. You do one thing wrong, and that's the one thing they hone on. So even when nobody's watching, do your best. Be your best for your own character.
What are you most grateful for?
I'm grateful for my 4 children and my health. I'm grateful for the health of you, of my children, and I'm grateful that you guys turned out to be good young adults.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever done in your life?
The dumbest thing I've ever done?
Mm-hmm.
The dumbest thing. Oh, boy. I don't know if this is the dumbest thing, but it's a dumb thing. Does it necessarily have to be the dumbest thing? I was a little lazy, and we had to write summaries every week in English. And I figured she never read them. There's 120 people in the class. She picked like 5 of them and read them every week. And I always did them, but I was so busy and I didn't feel like writing it. So I just copied the book jacket. And of course, she picked mine. And she took me into her office. She's like, that's plagiarism. You're going to get expelled. She excused it and made me write her like a 10-page paper or something. So that was pretty stupid that I tried to pull that off, because then I got a harsh punishment.
This was in college or in high school?
In college.
In college you did that?
It was a summary. It was a homework assignment. It wasn't like it was a paper. It was like a chapter summary.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
Mm. I never imagined that I'd be divorced. I never imagined that I would never find my true love, or still looking for my true love. When I was a kid, I felt like I was going to have that Cinderella life with the Prince Charming, and everything was going to be perfect. So I didn't realize that you actually had trials and tribulations throughout your life, and there were times that you struggled, times where you didn't have any money, and times where you had to work extra hard and just suck it up, not complain about it.
Is there anything you want to tell me now that you've never told me before?
Nope.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Why is that?
I tell you everything. I don't think that I have any secrets.
Do you have any regrets?
Oh, I have a million regrets. Except I really can't think of this as a regret. Because if this is a regret, then I wouldn't have the other three children. So maybe it's horrible. I don't want to say this is a regret, but I wish that I would have been in love and not gotten married. So I guess that could have been a regret, because I spent 20 something years not happy in my marriage.
How do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered as somebody who loves to help people.
What are your hopes and wishes for me and for my children, if I decide to have any?
Well, I want you to be successful in your career, and I want you to find somebody that loves you unconditionally. And I want you to feel the same about them. I want you to always kiss them goodnight and never feel like you have regrets. I don't want you to have any regrets. And I want you to be happy with who you are. I want you to always know that no matter what, I love you forever and ever and ever. And that whatever you do, I know that you're going to do the best that you can do.
Is there anything you want to ask me that you've never asked me before?
Mm-mm. No.
Nothing?
Nothing. I know everything. Even though I probably don't want to know those things. I pretty much know.
Thinking about your family many generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
Advice to the future generations?
Yes.
Don't take drugs.
You've taken drugs?
No. Okay, let's think about this logically. It's the same thing. Always do your best. Try your best. Stop being lazy. If you feel like you can't do something, push yourself. Figure it out. There's always a solution to every problem. You got to figure it out. Find the solution. There can't be any despair. And it worries me a little bit about coping skills. There's so much suicide lately in the news. You hear about all these entertainers that have committed suicide. And that worries me, because people don't have coping skills. People do not get help. They live behind this facade. And you don't have to be perfect. You just have to try your best.
Are there any traditions that have been passed down through our family that you can tell me about?
Well, you know the tradition, how I read the kissing hand to everybody and before the first day of school. And I did that for you up until you went to college. I think even the first day of college, I read to you the kissing hand.
Freshman year. I think I remember that in my dorm.
And another tradition was Christmas Eve, I would make believe I was Santa Claus and leave you guys something outside, like either a coloring book or something that you guys can play with at Norna's house. Mm-hmm. We had the Great Pumpkin that would take all the candy and leave you presents for Halloween. And that's about it.
Did you have a nickname growing up, and how did you get it?
Everybody called me Missy, and my parents just named that my name is Melissa, so they call me Missy.
You can keep going.
No, it wasn't very creative. It wasn't very unique. It was just, I guess, Melissa Missy.
What was your relationship like with your parents?
Well, when I was growing up, I had a good relationship with my mom. Like, she was my mom. She was very loving. My dad, I always put him on a pedestal. Like, he was the king. And sometimes I was afraid of him. He was the disciplinarian. So you couldn't do anything wrong. And he was very, very strict. He wouldn't let boys come over the house and forever. He scared everybody away. So I think, like, I had fear of my father. Now I don't have that same fear. I have a different relationship with my father. Very close. I could talk to him about anything, even though he's so stubborn and he thinks he knows everything. My mom, I always had a close relationship with her. I always felt like I could talk to her and tell her whatever. And she always loved me and always gushed about me and always told me how beautiful I was and put me on a pedestal.
So as a child, is there any parenting that you didn't like and that you promised yourself that you would not let yourself do as you got older?
Parenting? I guess with my dad, I didn't want my kids to have fear of me. I didn't want them to be afraid to tell me anything. Like, if you made a mistake, I don't want you to hide it. I want you to own up to it. Because we tried to hide things from my father because we didn't want to tell him anything. Because we were afraid. And sleepovers. They would never let us have sleepovers. So that's something that I made sure that I wanted you guys to have friends and not feel like you couldn't bring your friends over to the house. Like, there was never friends at the house, really. We weren't allowed to have friends over.
Why do you think that was?
My dad liked his privacy. He didn't like to have people over. He felt like the house was for family. So I could have friends over during the day when my mom was there. The minute my dad got home, no friends. Friends had to leave.
Now, you have a brother, Uncle Johnny, and I knew him as always having friends over. So what changed when he was born?
Johnny was the king. He pretty much was the spoiled brat. We were 10 years apart, so they got a little more lenient, I guess, as they got older.
So can you tell me about your siblings? How many do you have?
I have two siblings, a sister and a brother. My sister is 3 years younger than myself, and my brother is 10 years younger than myself. So my sister and I were very close growing up, and Johnny was his own little person. I pretty much had to watch him, pick him up from baseball. So at a certain age, I became more like a mother to him than a sibling.
Would you say you were close with them?
I'm very close with my sister. We'd share clothes and stuff. And then Aunt Amy would tell you I was the best sister ever to have because I was pretty easygoing. Like, I always let her borrow everything. I always drove her around and took her places and helped her with her homework and hung out with her friends if she needed me to. I always took her friends wherever they wanted to go because I could drive. My brother, it was more like I was his mom. I would have to help him with things. And, you know, if he had baseball practice, my mother would say, can you pick up Johnny?
Are there any funny stories people tell you about from when you were growing up?
My mom would say that I could remember phone numbers like crazy. So one day she said I was like 2.5 years old and I called my grandmother on the phone. And my grandmother was like, who is this? How'd you get my phone number? She didn't know that it was me because I was little, so I could hardly talk, but I remembered the phone number and I was able to type it in. And they could not believe that I was able to type in the phone number. My mother must have said it out loud to somebody, and I typed it on the phone. I called them.
What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
The worst thing I did? When I was 13 years old, my parents drove me my mom did, to the movie theater, and I didn't go into the movie theater. Instead, we snuck out and went out with boys. I got in trouble for that. Oh boy, did I get in trouble.
Did you like school? Why?
I loved school because I was so good at it. I didn't have to try. I just had to listen, and I'd do my homework on the bus probably and get on like 90s and 100s on every test. School was easy for me.
So you said earlier in the interview that college was harder. I mean, from my own perspective, it is very challenging. But why did you just give up and switch majors? I don't want to say give up, but...
Oh, because at one point, it was a lot of work, and I wasn't accustomed to working. When I was in high school, things just came naturally. I really had to buckle down and study, and I didn't know how to do that. And I didn't even want to learn how to do that. I was just like, whatever, too much work. Let's do the easy way. So I took the easy way out. I should have been, and that's what I think made the difference with raising Brian. I didn't, and hopefully you, wanted you guys to know that hard work pays off. You have to work hard. Nobody's ever just going to hand you something. And working hard is gratifying.
Do you believe that you can, I mean, aside from medical, get a degree and then do whatever you want with that degree?
I believe that I can do that. I'm not sure that everybody has the potential to do that. I think you need to know your strengths and your weaknesses. I think you need to know where you can push yourself. And sometimes things, like there's a lot of people that cannot tackle calculus. No matter how hard they try, they're not going to get through that. And they might not be able to take the MCATs or the GREs. So everybody has their limitations. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You just have to find your genius. Everybody has talents and strengths. You have to focus on those talents and strengths that you have. Not everybody is equipped to go to college. Some people have processing issues. Some people have reading comprehension issues. Some people are not good writers. And you need very polished academic skills to succeed in school. And if you don't achieve those skills early on, you're not going to be able to do well.
Did you go to prom?
I did go to prom. I went to prom.
So tell me about your prom.
My prom was a unique experience.
What did you wear? Who'd you go with?
My prom dress. My mother paid a lot of money for my prom dress. I remember I picked out like the most expensive dress in the place. It was a white wedding gown that we customized it. So obviously the big train wasn't there, and we put a beautiful pink bow on the back. So it was unique, because I always wanted to stand out and be unique. My date was somebody that I had to acquire through friends, because 2 weeks before the prom I broke up with my boyfriend, and he didn't want to go to the prom with me. Obviously he was older, a year older, so at that point I was like, oh crap, now what do I do? So I had to find somebody to go to the prom with me, and that's what happened. So the prom was just okay.
What was the night like?
Well, we started off at the prom, at the school, a lot of dancing, hanging out with my friends. And then we went to a comedy club. Ew. And then I had to go home because I wasn't allowed to go out for the weekend. So that was it. Wasn't anything major.
So you had your prom at your school? They didn't pick another
venue?
No,
the prom was at the Huntington Townhouse.
So what did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
I worked a lot. I worked at Wilmam's, and I took up on as many shifts as possible because I loved making money. So if somebody called in sick, I'm like, I'll do their shift. And I went to the beach a lot and hung out with my friends.
How many jobs have you had as a teenager?
I only had one job, and I worked at Wilmam's.
So what did you do with the money that you earned?
I bought clothes.
That's
saved it.
Did you go to camp?
I did go to camp. That's a real question? Yes, I went to camp. I went to camp. I went to Brookhaven Country Day School when I was younger. my mother didn't work, but the kids at school went to camp. And I wanted to go to camp, so I asked my mom if I go to camp. And then, when I was in 7th and 8th grade, I went to USDAN Performing Arts Camp for ballet. And then I took a minor in tap jazz and hip-hop.
What were some of your favorite memories?
At camp?
Yes.
We hung out at the pool with the lifeguards. No. All right. A favorite memory at camp. When I went to Brookhaven Country Day School, we went on some weekend trips. Or they weren't really weekend trips. I guess they were during the week, like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday trip. And we stayed overnight. And we went to different venues. Like, we went to, like, Gettysburg and Washington, D.C. Sometimes we took day trips. So my memories were just having fun at camp and enjoying my friends.
Do you remember your first kiss?
Yes, it was horrible.
What made it horrible?
I was in sixth grade, and I wanted to have my first kiss. So this girl's like, hey, you want to kiss this boy? So we went behind in somebody's backyard and kissed, and like, I felt like he was biting my face. It was horrible.
Do you remember his name?
John something.
If you can go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
Yeah, I think everybody would want to relive. Well, maybe not if they didn't have good teenage years. Yes, I had fun. I would definitely relive my teenage years the same way they went. Yes.
Why exactly?
It's fun. Life was easy back then. You went to school, you hung out with your friends, you went to parties, you had fun. There was no worries, no stress. Things were good. Life was good. Life is still good. It is what you make it. You determine your history. You determine your fate. You want a good life, you work hard to get there. You don't like something, you change it. You keep doing the same thing over and over again. That's what Einstein calls insanity.
Well, Mom, thank you so much for letting me interview you. I just wanted to take the time to tell you that you've been a really huge influence and impact in my life, and I know times are tough, but I'll always love you, and thank you for always being there for me and being my role model.
Aww. Thank you for being my daughter.